Hello everyone and welcome back to the World of Apps station on Anchor and also to those listening on the podcast. I hope everyone's having a great week. Now it is Tuesday already and the week's gotten to a good start. Like the weather's not so good here, so it's sort of a bit of a downer, but apart from that, it seems like a good week so far. So yesterday we spoke a little bit about Medium. Now, Medium is one of my favorite apps. Medium I use on iOS and Android, as well as the web to sort of like catch up with the best news and things like that. And it really does. I love it. It's one of the best apps out there. It's a great way to find good content and also to create good content too, if you're into that, of course. So if you're someone that hasn't checked out that one, Medium, the piece that I talked about Medium on, is available on the podcast as an episode now. So you can go back and enjoy it, and we talked a lot about how to get started as a Medium creator on there, so that's going to be quite interesting, I think. I think you can pick up a lot of gems from that. But in today's feature, we're actually going to be talking about sort of four new apps that I think you will enjoy. They're sort of like lifestyle apps, so they can be used in everyday activities. They're all very different too. I'm going to say they're mostly all very different. The first three are like very clearly different, and the final one does replicate the third one, but in a different context. So we're going to talk about those sort of hot apps, and then tomorrow we're probably going to jump into a few apps that are trending on the App Store currently, just so we can go a bit deeper, because I really like to understand what apps are already strong, especially the ones on the App Store. So today's feature, we're going to go over some four cool new apps. Now, these are going to be very helpful, and they're going to be iOS mainly. I will mention if it's on Android or the other operating systems. So just to be aware of that, I know a lot of you guys are listeners from Android, which I know is going to be a pain, but I'm going to be experimenting a lot in the next few weeks with Android applications and sort of talking about that concept of actually bringing on board new Android apps. So I know that it is going to be something that you will enjoy. So guys, let's get started. I think it's going to be a good feature today. So if you haven't like subscribed to the podcast yet, subscribe, because I'm putting out regular features now, some really good features about apps and resources. So you can definitely check them out. I'm going to go a bit deeper in the App Store too. And if you haven't joined Anchor yet, that's definitely worth it too, because we've got like a good community there that do call-ins, so you can have this call-in function, which means you can suggest apps via your voice, so you can just drop me a note like, Francesco, can you mention this app category, or like health, or talk more about like AI applications, things like that. So I will be checking those call-ins and actually be taking some of those questions. So if you do want, use the call-in feature on Anchor. That's a very popular feature. Anyway, guys, without further ado, let's get stuck into a few of these new applications. So the first application does evolve around mornings. Now the application itself is called Key Wake. Now I'm going to spell this for you, Wake, and it's just one word, so it's K-I Wake. And it's an application that has been around for a little bit of time now, and the idea behind it is your alarm clock. So it's only available, I believe, for iOS at the moment, although they mentioned they are developing an Android version. But what's different about it is regular alarms, they tend to like get you just awake for like 3 or 4 seconds, and you set loads of snooze ones. Like it's a very good example when they use it for alarms. So for example, I have this actually in my setup, 7 o'clock, 7:10, 7:20, 7:30, and you leave like these independent notes on all of these, and you're like, okay, I need to wake up. And what KeyWake does is just sets one alarm, and it tries to get you to be a bit more effective when you wake up. So it activates your brain and your body. So the idea is giving you like a no snooze option, which is quite cool. And the idea is once you wake up and this alarm goes off, it's like a regular alarm. It just sounds like a regular alarm. But to turn it off, you need to use your brain a little. So you need to play the games, you need to play the exercises, and it even has voice recognition, so you, that you can like activate it. You know, it can't just be alarm stop. It has to be alarm stop, which means you have to activate parts of your brain to, you know, be able to produce that sort of quality sound. It's effective. So it's a really interactive way of waking you up. You know, I probably don't see myself using this, only because the only thing I see is that if I had this on and I wasn't able to complete the games, and it was carrying on going on, I think I'd really annoy my fiancé. So just be aware of the other people around you. But I think that could be a good way. So for example, if you grabbed your phone, took it into the other room and did this, that wouldn't be too bad because it wouldn't annoy the other person. But if you live by yourself, I think this is going to be fine. So KeyWake, I think it's an app that's about $2.99. So that's reasonable. For this app, and it's well created and well crafted. There's plenty of different games that you can play, so definitely worth checking that one out. So that was the first recommendation. The second recommendation is an application that it's not necessarily I would say it's a morning app again. It's called Squid. The app is pretty easy to get started with, but the idea is that you get caught up on news. So it's sort of like Instapaper, one that I've mentioned on the podcast a couple of times, mixed with like Nuzzle. So basically you choose the sources you want to follow. So for example, it could be like tech, news, entertainment, business, glamour, I don't know. And it basically brings up the news stories from other sites, and you can basically save them for later, read them for later, or actually react to them over your account. So Squid is a pretty neat application for iOS. I'm going to quickly check whether they have it for Android. But it's actually really nice design. Like I actually was playing around with it the other night, and it's actually pretty impressive. These apps seem to be really well designed anyway. It's called your News Buddy. And it's actually available for iOS and Android, which is great. And you can change the good thing about this. I'm just looking at the website, and they've made a few updates from it since I last gone in. You can actually tweak and modify the... So, for example, if you found a web page that you were like, I want to annotate it, you can add a little animations to the side, which is pretty cool. So it's actually a really well-designed application and looks pretty fun to use if you're looking for sort of a go-to resource for your news reading on iOS and Android. So in the next feature, we're going to be talking about two more applications in the productivity space. Now, of course, I would say the other two that we just spoke about are in the productivity space, an alarm clock and a news buddy. So just a reminder, the iOS app KeyWake is available $2.99, pretty easy to use, great way to wake up. And secondly, Squid, Android and iOS, free and easy to get on with. It is reasonably easy to set up, so it won't take too long on both of those apps. So those are the two applications to start out with. So the next features that we talked about, I mentioned they were going to be productivity ones, and they are productivity ones. The first one is Remember the Milk. This is a long-standing to-do list application, actually one that's been around probably longer than most of the ones on the market right now. The likes of Wunderlist and that's going. But the other apps that are on there, TickTick and things like that, it's been around for a fair while. But they redesigned it back in, like, I think, like, June 2016. And they redesigned it to make it look easier, smarter. And actually, it goes really deep now. So if you're someone that wants a really functioning to-do list application, then this could be for you. It's available for iOS and Android, and they continually modify it. So it's actually looking pretty good at the moment. And something that works, works on Mac, Windows, Linux, iPhone, iPad, iPhones, Android phones, BlackBerry 10, and Fire 2. So it's a really strong application. So if you're someone that likes easy to-do lists and wanted to share it with their friends and sync it with some of the apps they've already got, then this can be for you. It's got a pretty functional experience. It links up with email, Alexa, Siri, and Twitter and things like that. So this is something that might replace your to-do list. Rememberthemilk.com. You can find out all the information there. It's one of my favorite resources. The second resource I want to recommend is called WeDo. WeDo, spelled W. Oh my God, my spelling is bad. WEDO. And WeDo is about shared to-do lists. It's quite cool because it's really well designed. And what you can do there is you can share your to-do list with other people. It's this available on Android, iOS, but it's an idea that helping you to organize your to-dos with your family members and then to associate them to tasks and activities would work. It's really well put together. The things that you can separate are your work and personal tasks as well, which is nice, and you can share those and assign to other people. You can use really nice reminders to like set things off. You can use files and notes to manage, and it actually tracks your habits too. It's got subtasks and also some services as well, on-demand services, which is pretty cool. It's available on Mac, which is pretty good. iPhone, iPad, Watch, Apple Watch, Android, and web. So WeDo is available on a fair amount of platforms. Now, they've recently redesigned. It's got like a cute little wolf, I'm going to say, a cute little wolf that is pretty, it looks pretty cute, but basically, actually it might be a raccoon, but basically it is trying to be your second brain and being able to remember items. I think the thing that makes it stand out is the like habit tracking and being able to assign stuff to other people. Not many good to-do list apps have that right now. I mean, there are obviously the clear ones, but this looks pretty well put together. So yeah, WeDo is my final recommendation for today. It's been trending on the App Store a couple of times and probably does warrant like 5-10 minutes of you checking it out. You know, there are plenty more like this, but again, Remember the Milk and this one are some interesting solutions. So guys, I hoped that you enjoyed today's feature. I like talking about new apps, so if you have any comments on this episode, feel free to ping me in the call-in. And also, if you have any suggestions for future features, just let me know. Because I'd love to talk about more app categories and more sort of topics like that go a bit deeper into apps. So tomorrow, we're actually going to be talking about some of the apps that are trending on the App Store. Now, I haven't checked them all out, but I'm going to give you my initial reaction and give you maybe a few tips to whether you should download all of them. Because like the App Store recommends them, but it might not be the best thing for you. So that's going to be tomorrow's feature. Guys, I really want to thank you for tuning into the World of Apps podcast. If you're brand new, favorite or subscribe. I'm putting out regular ones of these. So I really love to have you here and really love to have you as a subscriber. So yeah, you can also email me at Francesco D, and not that's my Twitter, CESIDALESSIO @gmail.com if you have any questions or queries. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for stopping by. Make sure to have a great day. Keep productive. And I'll see you guys very soon. Cheers.